Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast sponsored by Quantum Hypno. Thank you so much for downloading this one. And I wanted to talk to you about, you know, my theory that I keep putting forward, that essentially we do live in a fallen world. Satan is the master of this world for the time being. And so we expect the inversion of everything, because that's how Satan operates, yeah? Okay, let me talk to you about then very quickly about some of the stuff that we are seeing on social media over the last couple of days. I'm going to read out a number of headlines from the American Heart Foundation. 8-hour time-restricted eating linked to 91% higher risk of cardiovascular death. NBC, intermittent fasting linked to risk of cardiovascular death. The Washington Post, intermittent fasting may raise risk of heart disease death. News Medical, 8-hour restricted eating schedule may increase heart disease mortality. Sky News, here closer to home, intermittent fasting could lead to much higher risk of cardiovascular death, study says. And how about the good old times? Intermittent fasting could raise risk of fatal heart disease. Have you ever got the impression that you're being gaslit? That you're being gaslit. Because what's happening here, as Father Calvin Robinson rightly observes, is the hateful, satanic media is trying to blame Christ, who of course, as we approach Easter, is much in our minds if we are Christians, as much as any other time of the year. They're trying to blame him on the consequences of the jabs that they've been rolling out for the last several years. Listen, some Christians fast at Lent. And even not just some Christians, but I know other people who aren't necessarily Christian who think that intermittent fasting is good for them. It helps them. It keeps them fit, keeps the weight off them, keeps them in good condition. So they do it. And in fact, if you go back into human history, way beyond even Christianity, fasting has been considered to be an important thing to do. Oh, no, but not any. Well, not when it's Christians doing it anyway. When it's Muslims doing it during Ramadan and Ding Dong, that's a different matter. Oh, but we'll not talk about that in this podcast. We're going to stick to the media hatred of Christianity and to the rituals of Christianity, such as Lent and people giving stuff up. So, but the really bad bit is that this is the brass neck. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, but I always am. They're blaming the fact that there's so much cardiovascular death about, rapidly increasing, especially amongst younger people, on Christians observing Lent. But it's not. It's people who took the jabs. They're the people who have got the problems, unfortunately, and I deeply regret, of course, that those people have got those issues. But there's no point in denying it. They absolutely do. And so the cardiovascular death rate is naturally going to increase. What do you expect if you take, you know, I mean, we've seen the stats. We've talked about it here in the podcast channel often enough. You know, the propensity to get myocarditis or pericarditis or, you know, Guillain-Barre or any of the other horrible, horrible consequences, but particularly the cardiovascular ones, increases by 500 to 600%, depending if it's a Moderna, a Pfizer, if it's the first shot, it's the second shot, third shot, whatever. But that's where the issue lies. But in this satanic world of inversion, what they do is they ignore that. They don't want to talk about that. Oh, no, let's not discuss that. Let's talk about these silly Christians fasting and giving themselves heart attacks. Well, I wonder, has anyone conducted a survey into the religious status of these people who are having cardiovascular events? I bet you they haven't. I'd be really surprised if they are. And I'd be even more surprised if they did choose to, analyze them by religious status. If Christians feature any more or any less proportionately than any other faith. I'd like to see that information, which I never will, because they're not interested in giving you information. They're interested in pushing propaganda. And so at this point in 2024, as we go through March into the sort of Easter in a couple of weeks or just over a week and a bit, they're determined to blame Christ, blame Jesus. And that's because, oh, all his stupid followers fasting. Can you just imagine the sheer stupidity of them? What about the Muslims fasting? Shh, don't talk about that, David. You're only going to upset people. Everyone knows that Muslims are super duper sensible people who never ever would do anything foolish. But Christians, they're totally different. So anyway, that's where we are in this one. We have they're trying to use the usual inversion and blame people of faith at adhering to their faith for the increase in heart disease. Not the thing, the needles that are stuck into arms and the contents of those vials. No, let's not talk about that. That's too obvious. So there you go, my friends. I wonder what you think of it. I think it's just obscene that at Easter, our media is seeking to blame Christians and Christ on the jab, the adverse reactions to the deadly toxic jabs. Quite disgusting.